This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. Hour two, G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We do have the C-Note coming up in 20 minutes. Cowboys news. Then Krusty's Corner at 3:40. Then we're talking with George Sedano coming up at 4 o'clock. And we're just excited to be here with you. Hoping the Rangers can get back at it tonight, get the offense going a little bit, hopefully get a good starting pitching performance. It's a bullpen night, isn't it? We got a bullpen night coming up. Jared Sandler's going to join us.
Corbin's back.
Oh, Patrick Corbin is back.
Yep.
Okay, so the pregame at 6:30. Sanson's going to join us coming up at 4:40 here on your home of the Rangers. But, yeah, neither one was good last night, the lineup and the bats. And if we get a lot of that, then maybe we'll be talking about being sellers as the deadline approaches there. In about a month or so, we'll be in the home stretch to it. But the Athletic has a list of 30 players that may get traded before the deadline. And there's three Rangers on this bad boy. Ooh. Tyler Mahle, Jake Berger, Adolis Garcia. And I'd never considered Berger and Garcia as trade bait this year. I don't know what the Athletic's smoking. You know, if they listen to the CY interview, it seems pretty clear they're going to be adding, not paring down anybody as we get into this deadline. But, you know, I guess we could talk about what would have to happen for them to wave the white flag and start looking at a guy like Garcia and Berger. These are, you know, bats that I think playoff contenders would be interested in. And Adolis can play some great defense as well. Berger, a DH or a first baseman. I guess there would be value there. And if you're not looking to give them contracts beyond the ones that they're in, you know, maybe it makes sense to deal them now. That'd be kind of a bummer, but I think there's a much more compelling case for this team just standing pat and looking to add, another relief arm. I didn't get any indication from CY when we talked Monday they were going to be considering selling at all. Right, that was strident. Mm-hmm. And that was confident CY, and it was before that, even before they got to 500.
Yeah, I think he's made a commitment to Bochy. Like, as long as you're here, dude, we're going for it. Last year was an indication of that. I mean, unless it is just a total bottoming out in a ridiculous way, he's always going to feel like he's got a shot.
Yeah. Are you guys buying the Bochy and I haven't had any conversations? Doesn't it seem like that story probably has some legs to it?
Yeah, I think maybe they
just don't want, they want to do it on their own timeline. That's kind of my read.
Yeah, and I think like when Boch signed on to the 3-year deal, he probably was thinking, I'm going to go 3 years, and then we'll see after that. So I feel like CY put himself in a good position where, with the addition of Skip Schumacher, who would have been one of the most coveted managers out there by bringing him in from Miami, that they've kind of got a plan in place. Like, if Boch were to decide, hey, I'm done, I'm going to retire, I think Schumacher takes over that role. If Boch decides he wants to stick around, we'll see if Skip Schumacher wants to, or maybe there's an opening that happens across Major League Baseball that he decides, you know what, let me take that gig over there. But either way, I think there definitely is some smoke here with Boch. I think he's a guy that's just year to year.
Yeah, and right now, if I'm Boch, I'm thinking I'm probably not going to be skipper next year if this is all we can do. We're going to have a little bit of a rebuild going if this offense, you know, can't be better. You know, the other thing about this, you know, when it comes to buying, selling, deadline stuff, Brian, I don't know if you want to take it another way, but the idea of trading pitching for hitting, I think, is at an all-time low.
And talking to my buddies who are front office guys around the league, and, you know, we have these grand ideas about, trading pitching and getting hitting back. It just didn't seem like to me that it was something that people, they were, everybody that we'll throw out this guy and throw, we're thinking high value guy. And all of a sudden it's like, you might get a couple of minor leaguer guys back. You're not going to get anybody of any substance back as far as a hitter goes. And that part of it was discouraging because I always want to believe, but that's again, knowing your team, but the way the league evaluates their players is that pitching's been good, but these are guys that are coming off injuries, major injuries and stuff like that, some of them. So, why would we want to risk? Yeah, we'd like to have the pitcher, but we'll find a way to buy low here and go that route.
Man, with that situation being what it is, then it's just another reason to not sell. Like, what can you sell to significantly improve your chances? If you could trade Anthony Davis in the NBA and get four first, that makes sense. But I don't think there is a similar situation happening over here for the Rangers. Is there anybody? Wolcott? I mean, who do they want? They don't want DeGrom. They don't want Evaldi because they're hurt. They're old. They don't want Malley because he's hurt and coming off a bigger injury and... who knows what he's going to be. It's like, what is a valuable asset? Because every time we think, okay, let's move this guy and fortify the minor leagues or rebalance the roster, get an exciting bat, it's like, nope, can't get jack squat for this guy, can't get jack squat for that guy. I say just stand pat and go for it then. If you can't, get the kind of prospects. Like when the Rangers traded Mark Teixeira in 2008 or 2009, they got Elvis, they got Nefty. They got the kind of prospects that I would think you should be getting for some of the guys that they got.
If I could just circle back, and I kept the information that my general manager friend sent me, and he said, and I asked him this question, I said, do the Rangers have a pitcher that you trade for and give up a bat for? And he said they could get something for Evaldi or Malley at the deadline. And this was a while ago when I asked this question, but probably a prospect package and not anything impactful of a major league team. Any team willing to trade for those types would not want to remove anything from their major league roster. Maybe Garcia in the bullpen. That was a guy that we mentioned, we've talked about before. But it wouldn't be much. The Rangers don't have many paths to add impact bats without trading Wolcott. And they won't do that. So people would be interested in, according to my general manager friend, if you were to dangle Wolcott, you can get a bat. But he's saying... they're not going to do that.
Maybe my Homer goggles are extra strong. Maybe this is the truth serum we need, that, hey, you're actually not that good.
Well, it might have been what CY was kind of trying to hint at, where he doesn't think that there is a bat out there that they could reasonably acquire that would really be any better than what they've currently got. So their best bet is the guys that they have, they need to start playing to the expectation level that the Rangers had for them and we had for them prior to the season.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I think CY kind of hinted and spelled this out. Now, I'm sure bullpen arms, like, that's something you're always going to covet at the deadline. And things can change. Maybe a team gets an injury and all of a sudden there is more value for a guy like Tyler Malley. But, right now, it's also tough with just how open the American League is. Like, the Rangers are just a game and a half back of the wild card right now. And you have more teams now competing than ever before, so you have less teams that are willing to sell. Like, the Diamondbacks were a team that we thought maybe they're going to be sellers. Yeah. Now the report is they're not. They don't want to be sellers. They want to be buyers. So that takes a team with a lot of good options on their roster that now probably aren't going to be available for you.
Yeah, it's a weird market, you know, because I think the supply and demand and trying to figure out who all is going to be available. And when you have so many more teams that are in it, it's not just the teams in the wild card, but you double that amount to teams that are within a half dozen games. And there just aren't many squads out there that have players that can help you that aren't in the playoff race. Okay, at 877-881-1053, if you have any Rangers thoughts, our Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open for you. You can leave your name and city you're texting from. You know, last week I asked, should I eat crow on Jack Leiter? I was wondering, do you think the people that told me I should eat crow should now have to eat crow themselves? Is it like a...
Ooh, wow.
A crow off?
It's like you had crow on your plate, but then...
It's like a crow inception.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is
a crow butterfly effect.
Yeah, if it's a game to game crow eating deal where you've after certain games you've eaten some and then now you know you're just swinging the pendulum back their way. If we're really going game by game on this thing, if we're taking a little bit more big picture, I just think you just scooted a little bit back.
We just wait. Yeah, we needed a wait and see approach. I think because I wasn't willing to eat any crow last week, but that was like after two consecutive good starts. Yeah. Look at this. Now we got two going the other way.
Sure.
And maybe it's just going to be a seesaw affair for the time being. We did get a good updates last night of Aldi and Bradford nearing their return. We've talked about how this has been incredible. They've been able to withstand four injuries to their pitching staff and still have the best pitching staff in the game. But that's just a testament to CY and the talent that they were able to acquire. Pacers are preparing for the possibility of not having Tyrese Halliburton in game six of the finals. Rick Carlisle saying in a radio interview this morning, availability is a concern. Been dealing with a lower right leg injury throughout the series, and it worsened. So he played with the injury for most of the 34 minutes, but failed to make a field goal as Indiana lost 120-109. And that's the big story right there. Sometimes you see crazy stuff like Aaron Rodgers playing with a strained calf against the Cowboys. Yeah,
and they couldn't get him to the ground any point in time in that game. God, amazing.
You know, sometimes something clicks where Isaiah Thomas with a sprained ankle had like, you know, all those points or 15 points in 90 seconds. Just crazy stuff that happens. And, you know, who is it? Kirk Gibson? Yeah. Is that 88 World Series?
88 World Series.
Sprained ankle. He can barely walk.
Hamstring? Yeah, yeah.
He gets up there, son of a gun. It's going to be a home run. Unbelievable.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah. One of the great moments in sports history.
So
I don't know what it is about injured guys, but I would imagine the Thunder are clearly the better team. And in order to beat them, you're going to need a great game from your point guard and the turnover free aspect that he brings. I just don't know how much Rick Carlisle can count on him. Uh-huh. I saw a stat line on Caitlin Clark last night. It was on Twitter and it said 52 points. And I'm like, holy crap, she did that? She didn't do that. That was over two games.
Yeah.
Okay. So I did feel misled on that, as impressive as it was. But then I was like, okay, so what is the all-time WNBA record? And 52 has never happened, but 53 has happened twice with Aja Wilson and Liz Cambage. They've each put in 53. Maya Moore has scored 48. Lauren Jackson has had 47. And Diana Taurasi had 47 as well. But I was thinking that's next. That's the next thing to happen, right? We need one of these massive, explosive, historic scoring nights from Caitlin Clark. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in the next 2 weeks, boys.
Yeah, I mean, she had, 25 points in 13 minutes the other night in her return from injury?
Crazy.
She can really get going in like a Steph Curry sort of way, especially with the threes. She could get there.
Do all these teams fight each other? Or they just fight her team?
I don't know.
They're definitely, I can't speak on the other teams, but last night it got super chippy. They're poking her in the eye and then somebody else is coming over body checking her.
They had like several injections. They had injections. Yeah, they had several ejections. Did I say it right again?
Yeah. Ejections.
Eject. Yeah, and then the next thing was a bunch of the like technical fouls and stuff. Like, I just wondered. It seems like every time she plays in a game, it's like kind of like roller derby out there. She's getting knocked around all over the place, and like her teammates are having to, you know, take care of her.
Trying to fight each other.
They're always trying to fight.
That Sophie Cunningham chick who sort of defended her honor last night.
Yeah.
Apparently, her jerseys are out of stock now because people have just been buying them left and right. They love her for somebody finally having Caitlin's back there.
Wow. what a storyline. I just hope that she can keep this going, stay healthy, and start to put up the scoring totals that, you know, I think can drive in more eyeballs. Like, if I'm the WNBA right now, I'm kind of going to the Fever saying, hey, this story is great, right? And it's unbelievable. Let's push it. Can we get a 60-point game for her? Like, let her shoot 43s, you know? You guys aren't winning the championship this year.
Just go off.
We have the attention, okay? And then we're going to go to Aja Wilson and be like, hey, Caitlin Clark scored 60. And then they're way in first place, okay? They don't have to worry about seeding. We're going to have her shoot 40 times, too, and see if she can score 65. And we're going to capture – there's no Olympics this summer, right? What are we doing for the next 6 weeks? Waiting for football training camp? Go drop 50 bombs, WNBA. All right, I think Paige Beckers can get in on this.
Absolutely.
Didn't she have 35 the night?
She did.
She had 35 the night. I think that might be the high for the year so far. So
let's get a bunch of 50 burgers going.
I think so. I think that's got to be the clear focus here as you move into the summer here if you're the WNBA. Raiders player Henry Ruggs apologizing to the family of the victim, Tina Tinter, mm-hmm. the woman he killed in a car crash.
He's got a few more months left?
I was wondering about that. Yeah, you know, he did get a 10-year prison sentence in August of 23.
I think he is on the verge right now of maybe a few months. August, maybe,
This is probably why he's, you know, having this opportunity to apologize.
He was temporarily released so he could speak at this Hope for Prisoners event is what it is.
Okay. He says, I wish I could turn back the hands of time. He acknowledged the impact of his actions. He emphasized his desire for the family to see the real him, not the person he was at the time of the accident, and expressed his remorse for the constant reminders his presence in the news brings to them. Pled guilty to felony DUI causing death. And his participation in the event marked a moment of reflection and accountability for his actions as he publicly addressed the tragic consequences of reckless driving. The story is so crazy. I mean, there's other one going on today with Karen Reed, right? The New Hampshire politician.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got no conviction of wrongdoing or other than DUI.
Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah.
Is that what we were able to gather here from that story today? So that's a big one in the regular news. Do you think Henry Ruggs could still play? Will there be an interest in him?
I will think that there would be an absolute interest in him, yes. I think when he gets out, I think there are people that will give him time to see what he needs to do, getting in shape and all those things, and then you're going to see him get some workouts, yes.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we have the C-Note coming up next. We'll take a look at the top Cowboys storylines from the day. And then Brian's Krusty's Corner is right around the corner. That's coming up at 3:40, and we're back here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.